Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, on the line with us right now is host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm looking forward to the weekend. It was a painful weekend for me. I mean, the games were great, don't get me wrong, but as a Green Bay Packers
man,
fan.
Man, Ryan, I thought about you. I thought I'd have to talk you off the ledge, you know, with that Packer loss. Man, to see that in those conditions. And, man, how that special team – I know we've talked about it so many times on the show. Their special teams is El Succo. And, man, did it bite them on the backside in this particular game. And these are the type games you can't lose on special teams. You can tie it, but you can't lose it. And to have that punt blocked, you missed a field goal. Then on the final play, you got 10 men on the field. You don't even have 11.
Right, exactly, and that's the ultimate cherry on the top, isn't it? Because all season long, you know, I'd put this on social media and on my radio hits back at my old station in Milwaukee, guys. I'd say, you know, if the Packers don't win a Super Bowl, it's most likely going to be because of the special teams. Yeah. And this is what, like, the fantasy football players and, you know, the new school football fans don't really understand, man, is, like, that's what wins in the playoffs, a strong run game, a strong defense. And you have to be solid on special teams because, you know, you can have the best quarterback on the planet. You could have Tom Brady. You could have Aaron Rodgers. Both of those guys are going to be watching the game this weekend with us, you know, on their couch. And, just painful. A blocked field goal, a blocked punt, and you lose in a game where you don't even give up an offensive touchdown. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo was not very good. The defense, that's who I feel bad for. I feel bad for guys like Rashawn Gary because he played his ass off, you guys, and the defense gave up nothing. And they're still heading home. And, you know, that's all Aaron Rodgers wanted was one of these at Lambeau Field against a West Coast team like San Francisco. He finally got it.
And what happens?
He left a lot of throws on that. He left a lot of throws on the field. He had Alan Lazard wide open. You know,
on the crossing route.
He wet the diaper. He wet the diaper that night.
Well, now
I love him. Same thing with Favre. He's a gunslinger, but that's the problem. It's hero ball way too much. And you just have to make the throws that are on that field.
Now, Ryan, I think the NFL, if they wanted to, I don't know, is the Super Bowl, but you can advertise, you know, the teams, whatever. But I think they'd much rather have Matthew Stafford versus
Mahomes
or Burrow and not Jimmy G. Does that make sense? Now, I know they hosting the Super Bowl would be in it like Tampa Bay, but they kind of hoping for that kind of matchup.
Oh, yeah. You know, let's be honest. Like, there's not too many people that do want to see Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. Let's not forget the last time Jimmy G played in the Super Bowl. What did he start in that game? 12 for his first 12? He didn't play too bad, you know? Here's the thing about Jimmy G.
He missed that one late to Emmanuel Sanders, who's wide open deep downfield, and he overthrew him.
A little too far.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong about that. Trust me. I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to see Matthew Stafford because I'm not going to lie. Guys, I felt there was a time where I thought last week that Tom Brady was going to come back and win that game. I think we all did. And I would have felt awful for Matthew Stafford because he played one of his best games ever. Like, you look at what happens in that game. Cooper Kupp fumbles. That rarely happens. Cam Akers fumbles. That rarely happens. And Stafford, he played great. So, I'm rooting for him after having to spend a decade in Detroit, all the heartbreak he's had to face, the injuries, that, you know, that roster, that coaching staff, Matt Patricia, he survived all of that. So I'm kind of rooting for him. Here's the problem, though. I don't know that I could bet. If I'm taking the spread, which I've already bet, I took the Niners plus four. I'll still take the Niners plus 3.5. I think the Rams will win the game, but I think that's a field goal game, you guys, because look at the numbers. Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay. He's 7-3. That's not against the spread. That's straight up. Win-loss. He's beat him 7 times. McVay's only beat him 3 times. The one thing McVay takes pride in was anytime he has a lead going into the half, he never loses those games. He was 45-0. Shanahan beat him. They came back from down 17-0 in that last matchup. And, man, he has to be kicking himself because now you could have put him away. Now he has to face him again in the playoffs. I do think there's something to that. The same way that I thought there was something to it last week, I love Matt LaFleur. He wasn't great in that game. And Kyle Shanahan owns him, just like he owns, you know, everybody on that coaching tree. So I like the Niners with the points.
Now, Ryan, do you think you could take anything from this because it was very recent? The Bengals beating the Chiefs 34-31 January 2nd. Burrow had 4 touchdown passes. Or you think the playoffs are a whole different animal? And I thought what was interesting is that I look at Bengals receiver LSU's own Ja'Marr Chase needs just 18 receiving yards to break their record for the most yards in a playoff by a rookie. You got to go back basically 2 decades plus, set by Los Angeles Rams' Torrey Holt. With 242 in 1999. So that's pretty special when you look at all great receiver like a Jerry Rice or Randy Moss, that Ja'Marr Chase, because Torrey Holt was pretty damn good. When you look, I want to say North Carolina State and what he did. But as a rookie, Ja'Marr Chase, now it didn't start out like that in the preseason, but the game has not been too big for him, obviously.
So what he's asking you, Ryan, is do you take the 7 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question right there. Every week that I've came on since the playoffs began, you guys, we're all Joe Burrow fans, and we all say, man, I love Joe Burrow, but I think his run comes to an end. And I'll tell you, man, Joe Burrow, he took 9 sacks last week, and he's still somehow fighting. He took 4 the last time these teams met, and he still won that game. And Ja'Marr Chase in that game, let's not forget. Now, he ain't going to be able to do this again, but in that game, 11 grabs. 266 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Chiefs. Here's the problem that I have, and I don't know if they could do it again. In that game in the first half, the Chiefs led by 14 points 3 different times.
Yep.
Then the Bengals held the Chiefs to 3 points only in the second half. I'm really impressed with the Bengals. I just don't know if they could do that again. Mahomes is playing lights out. Jerick McKinnon is playing lights out. Like, they finally started using him. Tyreek, Travis Kelce, they're fully healthy. I got a 7.5. I'm betting on Joe Burrow because, like, look at our teams, guys, the Packers and the Saints. Every year we're a 12-win team, we're a 13-win team, and then we find a new way to fail in the playoffs. I can just see a guy like Joe Burrow. He's the new Tom Brady. Like, he's the new Joe Montana, Joe Cool, where I won't be shocked if he's in the Super Bowl and he wins the damn thing, you know? Like, that season he put together, I know that was college ball, but that was the most impressive college football season I've ever seen put together by a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he does not get rattled. And, you know, he comes out with that comment, some of these NFL stadiums aren't as loud as the SEC stadium. I think he's in for a rude awakening this weekend.
Yes. You know, no, Bobby can tell you about
– Ryan, I can tell you about Arrowhead. I played indoors, outdoors. When you play at Arrowhead Stadium, you feel like you're in a dome. It was the loudest outdoor stadium I ever played in. It was just a regular season game when they had Steve DeBerg. You know, going way back, it was the loudest outdoor venue that I've ever played. You know, you think, like, I remember we jumped all over the Seahawks in the Kingdom. We go, what? The Kingdom? I guess because we jumped on them. It wasn't loud. We know how the Superdome could be loud. But I'm telling you, Arrowhead Stadium is like a dome stadium. It gets that loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. So, and look what happened in Tennessee, right? He goes into Tennessee. He doesn't even have a working headset, so he's calling his own plays. And I'm not going to lie, guys. I know Zach Taylor's getting a bunch of love. That might be for the best. I like Zach Taylor, but he gets a little too run-heavy for my liking. And I get it because Joe Burrow's taking a beating. But how about instead of 30 carries for Joe Mixon, running him into the ground, how about some quick passes, some play action? It's just, I feel bad for Joey. It's just him dropping back and 4 rushers coming at him. Joe's so good against the blitz. Where he struggles is with that natural pressure and guys dropping back in the secondary. If Tyrone Mathieu plays in this game, the Honey Badger, I think maybe, you know, that's the difference. I think he plays in this game. He's in the concussion protocol. And what a great story for you guys. Man, you guys, all your guys are playing in this game. But I'm rooting for a good game. I'm rooting for Joe to at least cover the 7.5 points. But I think my favorite bet is the team total for the Kansas City Chiefs. They set it at 31. They scored that in the first half the last time these guys played.
That's got to be an over.
In the second half. Yeah, you got to take it, man. That's free money is the way I look at it. So I'm rooting for Joe this weekend, but I won't be. I would be shocked if the Chiefs lost this game. I think we get a Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl. I agree with you guys. A bunch of points. That's what everybody's rooting for.
Ryan, online sports betting's coming online tomorrow morning down here in Louisiana at 8 a.m. tomorrow. For those that might perhaps be looking to make a bet, what would you tell them is a good one?
I know.
No,
he just said it.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great thing right there because, man, that's the best part right there is that I love going to the sports book, but especially right now, you know, like with COVID and whatnot, I love just having the luxury and just sitting on my couch because you could live bet, right? I love just being able to pick up my phone, jump on BetMGM and place a bet. And this isn't me being the spokesperson. They're not paying me to do this, but I'm just saying, like, they offer all these great promos, risk-free bets for the first bet you place. So all that's perfect. I like that team total for the Chiefs, but also I have to take the points with the 49ers. I think the Rams probably win the game, but these teams know each other so well. I think this is a field goal game. And again, it's hard to go against Kyle Shanahan. Like, I love trends. He's 7-3 against McVay, and I love McVay, but – man, you know, it's like Bill Belichick against everybody, you know, every other coach in that division. I think there's something to that, you know. I think there's really something to coaching, especially in the playoffs. And let's look at the San Francisco 49ers defense right now. Like, I don't think they're getting enough credit. They shut down Devontae Adams. Nick Bosa's playing lights out. And I think Fred Warner's the best linebacker in the league. He's the most underrated. I know that.
Now, Ryan, are we going to catch up with the world? And what I mean by that, because you look at the gaming, I think in-game betting, where how popular that's going to be, where, you know, because Americans, they do it before the game. But actually, when the game's in progress, I want to say, like, that's what they do in Europe and worldwide, like
exactly.
70% of
that's
the time.
True.
That's where I think you're going to see unbelievable growth, that you're actually watching the game, you have so much interest in it, and then you're putting a little coin, what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the best part about our show, you know, is that that's kind of like our focus is these games start. And sometimes, like, let's take this weekend, for example, you know, like, sometimes it's tough to figure out the market for the NFL. I could see the Chiefs winning this game by 30. I could see Joe Burrow upsetting the Chiefs. He's already done it once, right? But also, we've seen these crazy situations in playoff games. And let's use the Chiefs as an example and a good way to in-game bet. A couple years back when they won the Super Bowl, and even the year before they won the Super Bowl, you know, they would go down big in these playoff games, but you could never count out Mahomes. The Texans had a 3-score lead on them, and Bill O'Brien lost his mind. In that game, you could have live bet and had 7 points with the Chiefs or live bet them plus 250 on the money line, and you could have threw down 100 bucks. You win plus 250, and they come back, you know, or you could get points with them rather than take them as favorites. That's the best part about this live game betting in the mobile app. You just jump on it. You know, maybe Kansas City goes down 14-0, or maybe like the Bengals go down 14-0. Joe Burrow throws a pick six, and you could have them plus 14.5 rather than plus 7. I don't see this game being a 21-point blowout. I just don't. With, you know, the Bengals have played in 11 one-score games this year. I sometimes rather prefer to bet the game in-game rather than before the game because it's such a tough market to crack. And let's be honest, Vegas is always right. There's a reason why they're building castles and they have nice hotels, you know, and we're all losing our money on Sundays.
Ryan, on the rushing totals of Rams 49ers, think about that on the amount of rushing yards that the Rams will get versus San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, my favorite bet of this weekend is Cam Akers under 59.5 rushing yards.
Why I brought it up.
I do not see him, guys, having a 60-yard game. Also, let's not forget, like, he had that fumble. It didn't end up being costly. But they have Sony Michel. And I think this is going to be a Matthew Stafford game. Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr. I actually really like Van Jefferson over 30 yards receiving because that could be one catch for him. He runs one route. On the other hand, though, here's my favorite prop for the San Francisco 49ers. You go Debo Samuel, I'll play his rushing total all the way up to 50. I know everybody's going to be looking at the receiving yard. And I just don't.
It's in the 40s right now?
Yeah. And, you know, I saw a 50 the last time I looked, and I'm fine with that. I'd play that all the way up. I'm not going to lie. I'd play that all the way up to 55. I think this is going to be a 60-yard rushing game from Debo because I don't trust Jimmy's health, and I don't trust Jimmy dropping back in this game against that secondary.
Ryan Horvath, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much, guys. Have
thank
a good
you,
weekend.
Ryan.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks,
that
Ryan.
Was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvath's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast.
You know, that boggles my mind. Why it took us so long to catch up with this in-game betting? I've been doing this in Europe forever. Like in England.
Sometimes this country is a little behind on some things.
Like two or three decades.
He's Bobby, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.